What's up, everybody? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode of Nerdistology, you're going to catch me, Irvin, doing a solo episode. And so I was struggling with what to deliver to you guys, and then it finally dawned on me what I can do. We haven't done a nerd news in a long time. Even though we've recorded with the guys, we have other content that we want to deliver, but I still want you guys to be all caught up as far as nerd news, what's going on in the zeitgeist as far as nerdiness and nostalgia and comics and movies and TV shows, all that jazz. So, that being said, that's what this episode's going to be about. As always, guys, head over to Apple Podcasts, drop that 5-star, share this with your family, friends, find us on social media, Instagram, nerd.nostalgia, find us on YouTube and Facebook, Nerd Nostalgia Podcast, find us on TikTok, Nerd Nostalgia Altogether, Twitter, Nerd Nostalgia _, follow us, chat with us, tweet at us, message us, whatever. All right, y'all know the drill. Before we get started, here's a quick clip for you to enjoy.
I'm Miho Nishizumi, and this is Nerd Nostalgia Podcast. And thanks for stopping by, Panzer Vore. Oh, and fuck you, Brian, with an I.
Everybody, thanks for stopping in today and coming and joining me on this adventure that we call a podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful week. We're almost there. Happy Friday's Eve. Let's get it going. I absolutely love doing these solo sessions with you guys just because I feel like I'm chatting directly to y'all. But yeah, let's jump into it, man. Like I mentioned in my description, this is all going to be nerd news. I know we haven't delivered those to you guys in a while. And I was like, you know what? Let's catch them up. I really wanted to do, there's a few things that I want to do. I've been obviously binge watching things because of the pandemic, because of the coronavirus, which is still out there, guys. Use your face masks. Please stay safe. You know, we want to make sure that you guys are nice and safe so you guys can listen in every single week. All right, there's a few things that I've absolutely crushed, bunch of shows. I was like, oh, should I do Akame ga Kill? That's a little anime. Hollywood on Netflix was a super awesome show. I really enjoyed it. I definitely can see that one having a big following in the future. I watched The Curious Case of Benjamin Button recently. What else have I watched? One Punch Man. So there's all these things. I'm also currently watching, what is it called? The Clone Wars. I started from season one. I'm on season two right now. I had watched season one and two before, but I needed a refresher. And so I thought, you know what? Let's watch some of it and just crush it all. I want that lore. I want that knowledge. So that's what we're going to do. So eventually I'll do one on that. All right, moving forward. So today, nerd news. Let's jump into it. I figured I'd go all the way back to about mid-February, which is right before, right around all of this coronavirus really starting to, you know, kick in and kick into gear. So one of the things that you didn't know is, or maybe you did know, but I'm going to catch you up anyways. Mark Hamill has been cast as Skeletor. I know. What a great voice actor to be cast as Skeletor in the Netflix animated series. It makes me curious to know if he's going to end up doing a Joker-esque voice or if he's going to try something completely different. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I wanted to bring that up, make sure. So I posted that back on our Instagram page, which we're over 900 people. Keep following us. Keep liking our stuff. I absolutely love it and appreciate it, guys. We absolutely love it and appreciate it. But yeah, that was like back in mid-February. So definitely a while back ago. On the topic of Netflix shows, renewed for a third and final season is Lost in Space. Season one, super awesome. Season two, even better. Oh man, it got so freaking good. So I'm super hyped for season three. I love how Netflix does these kind of quick shows, you know, boom, three and out, five and out. Like it's not one of those, you know, seven, eight prolonged seasons where it drags and then, you know, kind of does shitty and doesn't stick the landing. Game of Thrones. Sorry, guys. I don't know. I had to clear my throat there for a second. Fucking Game of Thrones. I still get so mad every time I think about that. Shout out to Chase, my boy, which he's going to actually be on this show sometime soon, probably within the next 6 weeks. We're going to do something called Shakespeare with Chase, Shakespeare with a Gato. It'll be funny. So I'm excited to get that content out to you guys. But yeah, this show has been renewed. Chase absolutely gets pissed off every time he hears that Game of Thrones, just in general. So he was so mad at that landing. He's like, dude, we should have written something better. And we absolutely could have. But you know, I digress. So another thing that I had posted was all of the cancellations. The first one was E3, then it went to Comic-Con, then Comic-Palooza in Houston, all these different things that were canceled. So that obviously happened. Another big thing was Universal and Disneyland closing their theme parks, but now they're going to open back up, I think, in July, or at least Disney World. I know that for a fact, so you could quote me. As of about 2-3 weeks ago, that was their plan, and so I'm hoping that that's the case. They're going to have all the protocols, you know, masks, all that jazz. Just be safe out there, people. You know, don't do dumb shit. Just wear a fucking mask. That's all I can say. Now, let's transition into Star Wars. I mentioned that earlier. We're talking about Disney. Disney owns Star Wars. And so this is old news, but I know it's news still nonetheless. I'm kind of doing like a rapid fire here just to get this stuff out to you guys, and then I'll dive deeper into some of the things. But Rosario Dawson cast as none other than Ahsoka Tano. I'm pretty excited for that. She's cast in The Mandalorian Season 2. I'm sorry. I should have led with that. Apologies. But yeah, excited for that because I'm a big proponent of actors who lobby for certain roles whenever they're a fan of the material. So a perfect example, even though he got into a little heat recently, was The Flash, Ezra Miller. He is a big nerd as well, and so he knows the material. Although my personal interpretation of his Flash was that it was more Wally West from Justice League, the animated series, than a Barry Allen. Just because he's more humorous and that kind of stuff. But I digress. He still did a really good job. I thought one of the better parts of the Justice League movie. So we'll see if they, because of the stuff that he got in trouble with, we'll see if they even do a Flash movie. Hopefully they do, but you never know. The DC universe, man, just a fucked universe. As big of a fanboy as I am for it, it's just, it's shit. It really is. Some of it, right? But whatever. All right, next. On the topic of TV shows, this was a big deal. HBO Max handed out 3 production commitments to one-hour dramas from Bad Robot Productions, including one set in the Justice League Dark Universe, led by none other than J.J. Abrams. Super pumped for that. Can't wait to see it. If you haven't downloaded HBO Max, there's so much content on there. I'm excited for them to get more original content and start kicking that into gear. But whatever, we'll see how it goes. There's a lot of movies on there, a lot of TV shows. You know, you have Rick and Morty, you have Friends, you have the Harry Potter movies, you have Lord of the Rings, you have some DC stuff, Wonder Woman, all that is on there. It's really good. I highly recommend it. Worth it. You got to do what, you know, I do. You got to cheat the system. Ask your brother, ask your sister, ask your friend, ask your coworker. Get a little group going. One person has Netflix, one person has HBO Max, one person has Hulu, the other person has, you know, and then just share accounts. Don't make it ridiculous. Don't share your account with 20 people, but, you know, close family and friends, definitely recommend that. That's what me and my family do. So highly suggest you do that as well. Also, I just snitched on myself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, five. You can't take me to jail. Fuck you, lawman. All right, moving on. Announced right around May. I posted this on May 9th. Comic-Con at Home was announced. Everybody will be able to attend, right? It's going to be a virtual event. Kind of the first of its kind. I'm super excited and super curious to see how they end up doing this. A lot of unveiling, a lot of teaser trailers, all that kind of stuff. So you'll be able to watch that from the comfort of your own home. And everybody can go, right? Normally it's limited resources. You have to get tickets, all that jazz. So I'm excited for this event to go on. And because of their announcement, a lot of different companies have done something similar. So you have DC FanDome. That's also been announced, DC's big virtual event. You had Sony's kind of virtual mini event where they announced the PS5 and the new Spider-Man game that looks so dope. I'm actually going to pick up the old Spider-Man game and play that before the PS5, which I'm going to get. That thing looks absolutely sleek as fuck. Very excited for that. Very excited for that. I saw a meme that was an old woman and a young kid. The old woman was in a bra and panties. Kid was on the couch and just had this like face of regret. And you just see in the captions, it's, "Now that wasn't so bad, was it, sweetie? Now let's go get you one of those PS5 thingies that you wanted." So if you have any leads on some of them GILF grandma cougars that have a lot of money, holla at your boy. I wouldn't mind, you know, just kidding. Still going to get it. But yeah, Comic-Con at home. It's happening. The dates are July 22nd through the 26th, which was the original dates that they had planned for Comic-Con. The next one that they have planned was for 2021. We'll see where the coronavirus is. Hopefully we have a vaccine and everything by then to get us back to some normalcy. Even though, in my personal opinion, I don't think that's going to be the case. I personally think that we have changed the dynamic of the world as far as capitalism is concerned, all that jazz. But that's not why you're here. You don't want that information. You're here for nerd stuff, for nerd news. So I'm going to give it to you, baby. Oof, okay, let's move along. Like I said, I'm going to give it to you. Disney World, like I said, is planning to reopen July 11th. I posted that back in May. I mentioned that earlier. Oh, here's a good one. He is resurrected is what I put on our social media page, a picture of Kal-El of Clark Kent, and I have something that ties into this as well, so it's a perfect timing for this. I posted this back May 28th. Supposedly, Clark Kent, our Clark Kent that we know, our Man of Steel, Henry Cavill, our super nerd, our super yote British nerd that plays, I think, arguably the best Superman, even though we haven't seen him really fully develop. I just really like his character, and I think I like him as a person as well, just because he is a nerd and he got the role of Superman. I don't know if you know the story. I may have mentioned this before. He was playing, WoW, the online game. He's a big addict on that, and declined Zack Snyder's call because he was in the middle of a campaign, of a mission of some kind. I don't know. I've never played WoW. So, yeah, he declined it, and then he was like, you know what? I think that might be him. Let me give him a call back. And I'm so fucking thankful that he did. He ended up getting the role. I personally really enjoy him in that role. However, there's a little caveat to this. So it was announced that he was going to come back as Superman, right? Because for a while there was talks that WB was planning on revamping the current Justice League or the current DCEU without Ben Affleck and without Henry Cavill, which I think are big fucking mistakes because those characters are just so awesome. Ben Affleck, Batfleck, the absolute greatest Batman in my opinion. He fucking nails the Bruce Wayne, the fucking old, beat up, fucking just awesome Bruce Wayne. And then he does a great job of Batman too. And his suit, oh man, that suit was fucking gorgeous. Probably the closest iteration that we've had to a Batman suit in all of the live actions. So I was a big fan of Batfleck. I still think he can do something with the role, but you never know. I've heard a couple rumors about that too, that he may, or that WB wants him to still do his own solo movie. And so they're doing this whole, because of the Joker movie that released and the amount of success that it had, I think they're planning on doing one-offs like that and providing worlds where we can just go in for one movie. And it's a cash cow for them if they can keep cranking those out. And so I think they're going to do it with villains. I actually had this idea a while back ago to give us the minds of the villains, make them the protagonists, even though they're the antagonists normally. I think that's a great way to really jump into something that's different as far as what Marvel's doing. But they can still tie in some of the greater superheroes too. But, you know, whatever. Major companies, DC, holler at your boy. I got some good ideas. I can make it happen for you guys. From one nerd to another probably not nerd executive. I'm telling you, I got you covered. Okay, back to Superman. I mentioned this earlier. I'm actually pretty excited for this. So I'm not even going to dive into that. But WB is supposedly fast-tracking. This is kind of a rumor. It's supposedly fast rumor based on some truth. WB is fast-tracking a Black Superman movie. Now, what this means for Henry Cavill, we don't know. I still think they could do a story between the two. Like, if you created a Black Superman, which he's from Earth 23, Kal-El. His name is Calvin Ellis, Earth 23. So I think that would be super cool. Again, if they combine the two of them, I don't think you have to necessarily get rid of Henry Cavill. You could easily pull in a multiverse, especially with The Flash. You can do a whole story arc based off of that. But I digress. Whatever. Again, holler at me, freaking DC Studios. I'm available. I would love to make this my life. But until then, we got the podcast. And so moving on to movies, right? We have Sonic the Hedgehog is going to get a sequel. It's already currently in the works. So the first one was a success. personally for, I think, two reasons. The first thing is they fucked up. Whenever they made the Sonic try to make it look realistic, it looked horrendous. So much backlash that they actually listened to the fans. And the movie's not great. It's not terrible. It's not great. Kind of right in the middle. If they can make a slightly better story, I think it has so much potential. It could be a 4 or 5 movie freaking franchise. But we'll see how that goes. They were successful because people actually listened to the fans. The head executives actually listened to the fans, and I think that was a big reason that it was so successful. And like I said, it wasn't a bad movie. For me, that sense of nostalgia was freaking awesome. Watching Sonic on the big screen, I mean, who wouldn't like it? It's a great family movie. If you have the opportunity to watch it, highly recommend that you do so. It's a lot of fun. All right. So I've mentioned HBO Max a couple times. Might as well mention it again. It's totally worth actually going and getting. It has 10,000 hours worth of content, guys. That is so much content. It's ridiculous. I want to spend a little bit of time on this because I really enjoy HBO Max. I find myself using it a lot more. Now, it's not going to compare to OG Netflix. You know, they have 36,000 hours. The difference is quality. 10,000 hours of pure quality on Netflix, or I'm sorry, on HBO Max versus the 36,000 hours of stuff that's on Netflix. I would say probably not as much quality there, but you know, whatever. They have the big IPs. They have, you know, I mentioned this before, Friends, Rick and Morty, Lord of the Rings movie, Harry Potter movies, DC movies, all the HBO original content, Sopranos, all that jazz, Game of Thrones, The Wire. I mean, the list goes on and on. Chernobyl. If you didn't see Chernobyl, that's a quick, short watch. Definitely recommend that. User interface, pretty seamless. Very comparable to Netflix's, actually. And like Disney Plus, they ended up grouping all of their stuff. So there's Studio Ghibli, or Ghibli, however you pronounce that. There's HBO stuff. That's the prime one. You have DC content. You have Crunchyroll content and a few others. They have those carousels of ongoing, like, blockbuster movies, of action movies, edgy animation, all that kind of stuff. So it's super easy to navigate. Really enjoyed it. The price point is a little bit higher. It was $14.99 for me because I was already a customer. But at one point, it was $11.99 for people if you signed up. So, you know, double the cost of Disney Plus or Apple TV, but the content, like I said, just makes it really worthwhile. It's definitely worth having, like I said, guys. Put it in the stacks. Borrow with friends, like I mentioned before. It just makes it worthwhile. Moving right along, this one kind of threw me for a loop because I didn't see this at all. According to Murphy's Multiverse, X-Men star Evan Peters, who is known as Quicksilver, has joined WandaVision in an un-yet-specified role. Peters is perhaps best known for his role as Peter Maximoff. Peter, goddamn, dude. The name is just so similar. Sorry. Evan Peters is best known for his role as Peter Maximoff, a.k.a. Quicksilver, like I mentioned before. Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse, all that stuff. Really dig him as that. I don't think that that's who they're going to do it. Somebody once told me that they think it's going to be Wanda and Vision's son in her dream world or whatever, and I could totally see that happening. But man, if he was Quicksilver and they brought him over from that universe, that would be freaking ridiculous. But I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't think that that's going to happen. Anyways, moving forward, The Witcher Season 2 with our boy Henry Cavill, Superman. It's been given the green light to resume filming. It had stopped for a while there, so very excited for that. If you haven't seen the first one, then it's definitely worth a watch. Now, before you do watch it, I recommend that you understand the point that it's on two separate timelines. So it makes it a little confusing. I'm sure whoever thought of the idea originally was like, oh, we're going to blow their minds with combining the timelines and, you know, syncing them up to one. Didn't quite work out their way. Not because it's not a good idea, because they literally didn't add fucking dates at the bottom along with captions of where you are. It's all confusing for someone who hasn't read the books, for someone who doesn't have a lot of stories. Just throw in a little fucking, you know, blip at the end. I'm in, you know, Westeros. I'm in fucking Middle Earth. 1975. Oh no, just kidding. It's 1800. It just makes it that much easier to follow along. But For the second season, they're getting rid of that. It's going to be one seamless timeline, which is good. So excited for season two of that. Speaking of season twos, The Mandalorian season two, it seems to be right on track for a Disney Plus debut. According to Jon Favreau, he's like, no, we had been planning that for a while. They were lucky enough to have finished photography before the lockdown. So thanks to technology forward, Lucasfilm, they've really been able to edit it and get it going. So still expect that to come out October. This is the way. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see Baby Yoda. I want to know what's going to happen with the Darksaber. We're introducing Miss Tano, Miss Ahsoka, you know, like what's going to happen? So a lot of craziness that's going on there. Call of Duty. Let's move on to video games here. Call of Duty Warzone Season 4 update. They've been doing a lot of updates. They're big updates. It's a fun game. I really enjoy it. The aiming and the shooting is just way different than Black Ops. So it's a fun game. I've been slowing down on the amount that I've actually been playing. But, you know, it is what it is. No NBD. Moving along. Spider-Man, Miles Morales. I mentioned that. And one thing that I want to mention about this, it's super crazy. So I recently got into comic book collecting. I say recently, I'm saying I'm really investing in it now. So be on the lookout for stuff. I'll be, you know, collecting, selling, trading, that kind of stuff. I'm pretty excited for it. One new hobby to add into the mix. I justify getting all this stuff because I'm not spending money on gas. So that's, you know, $300 plus that I'm saving a month on gas. Because I'm not going into work, I'm working from home. So I'm like, why not turn around and get something that you enjoy? But when this game was announced, guys, he absolutely blew up. All of his comics, like, doubled, tripled, quadrupled in the amount that they were going for, which is just wild. And the train is still going. It's just absolutely nuts. Because not only was this game announced, also the second movie Into the Spider-Verse was announced. And this guy's been gaining a lot of popularity over the years. He debuted back in the day, not too long ago, right? He's not a 50s, 60s character. But he absolutely is one of the fan favorites now, and he's just gaining more traction as that Spider-Man. So all of his comics have gone up in price. Recently, I was in an auction, and I think I won some. I can't remember off the top of my head just because I do so many of them, which is bad for my wallet, great for the heart, or great for the mind, the soul, whatever. But yeah, I'm hoping that I did get some of those, because if that's the case, then that'll be a nice little pull for me on a personal basis. On the topic of comics, Iron Man is being rebooted. Marvel Comics revealed that Iron Man's getting his brand new series with a brand new suit being designed by legendary comic artist Alex Ross. If you haven't seen Alex Ross's stuff, literally just Google Alex Ross variant covers, and man, the stuff that he makes is absolutely stunning. I really dig it. That's, I think, another thing that I really like about comic books. I love scarcity and rarity. Those have always been a common theme for me just as a person as far as collecting and stuff. But I'm all about the art too. Like, if it looks cool, even if it's not like scarce or rare, I'm like, I want it. I gotta have it, you know? So it's something that I have for comic books and comic book art, but I don't have for actual art, which sucks because I can't appreciate real art. But real art is more expensive, so then, you know, probably for the best. This is exciting. This one, when I saw this, I was so jazzed to see this. Percy Jackson Disney Plus reboot. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So Percy Jackson star Logan Lerman speaks out on the Disney Plus reboot. There's a possibility of him playing Poseidon. So they announced that it's going to happen. They haven't really talked to him about it. It may confuse people to have him in it, but maybe if you put enough makeup on him or make him just a little bit different, but enough to where we know it's him but not him, I think that could work, but who knows? Maybe just a quick cameo would be super cool too. But yeah, I'm excited for that show. I thought that show and that franchise had so much potential, and it flopped so hard. And we're going to do an episode of all the flops like this, because there's so many of them, right? There's Divergent, there's Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, or the Olympians, whatever. There's a few other ones that they just absolutely just fell on their freaking faces. But this one specifically, Aragorn was another one that just won it out. but this one was two and out. Percy Jackson had such good potential because the mythos was so good, the story was so good, and they even had talented actors and actresses. These guys were young, you know, they could have been the next It thing. It could have been Harry Potter's competition, but it just absolutely fell on its fucking face. And I was so sad by that because I'm a big mythology guy. I've actually, that's what really started, I think, my love of reading, was reading Greek mythology, and specifically 7th and 8th grade. That's when I remember, oh man, I really dig it. You know, Zeus, Poseidon, Ares, all of that. I love it. Greek demigods, oh man, I could go on and on all about that. I could go on for hours just about that. You know, maybe I'll do a podcast just about that one day, talking about all the Greek heroes, demigods, their kids, how Zeus is a man whore, but you know, it's whatever. It's there's so much stuff I could go into. I mentioned earlier that DC was going to do their, or that Comic-Con at Home is happening, and so DC is doing their stuff called DC Fandome. It's a virtual event happening August 22nd. It's going to be free, multimedia fan experience. You'll be able to kind of go in and access different locations, depending on where you are. They'll announce, you know, video games that are coming out, movies that are coming out, TV shows that are coming out, and of course the comic books that are coming out. So pretty excited for that. I think it's going to be dope to see how these companies are reacting and really just entertaining us. Studio Ghibli celebrated, you know, this is on HBO Max. You can find their stuff. But exactly 35 years ago on June 15th, that's when they were founded. And so a little small company that turned into a very big company and gave us some of the coolest stuff that we have. Onward and Forward, Pokemon Snap, this was recently announced, I think, the past couple days, from the Nintendo 64 classic game. I don't know if you ever played it. It was on there. It's coming to the Nintendo Switch. The Nintendo Switch is like a huge success. It's so popular. And so they're bringing Pokemon Snap. Personally, I had it, didn't care for the game. I was like, I'm just taking pictures the entire time. I was like, I want to battle. I want to catch different Pokemon. And so it never did it for me, but I'm excited that this is on there. I still think an open world concept of Pokemon would be absolutely dope. I think, you know, like kind of like a Spider-Man, kind of like a GTA. I think that would be phenomenal. But, you know, it takes a lot of work. So, but I still think that would be one of the greatest games ever. And they would make a killing because Pokemon has one of the biggest fan bases in the world. That's another episode we need to do. Just straight talk Pokemon, man. I absolutely love Pokemon. That was one of my favorite animes growing up, alongside with DBZ. Those were like my just go-tos for sure. Finally, let's cap off. And, you know, I haven't mentioned this, and I try to separate religion, politics, all that kind of stuff from the podcast. I want this to be an environment where you guys are having fun, you're escaping from the world, but I wouldn't feel right if I didn't discuss this. Everything that's going on in the world right now with social injustice, with police brutality, it's crazy to say the least. And let me start off by saying that I definitely, you know, I am for Black Lives Matter. I understand. As a Latin person, I have been discriminated against both by racist people, by police officers, so much so that one of my co-hosts, Trey, was with me in a car, and this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe less, and got pulled over by police officers, me and two other buddies, and they saw firsthand what it was like to be a brown person, much less, I can't even fathom what it would mean to be a black person and be pulled over, and the discrimination that they face. And so I wanted to end it on that note. Kind of discuss some of that stuff. I don't want to dive deep into it because, you know, it's all love. I'm here to share comic book stuff. I'm here to share stuff that makes you feel nostalgic. I don't want it to be a bad vibe, so I'm not going to bring it down. But I think it's super cool that a lot of these big corporations are stepping in and giving their voice over to the Black Lives Matter movement, to racial injustice, to police brutality, that they're lending their voices, their platforms to them. And I don't hate police officers. Let me start by saying that I love everybody. I think, you know, things have to be changed. Again, I'm not going to dive into it. Whatever. If you really want to talk about this kind of stuff, DM me. I love chatting. Whether you're for, against, whatever side, I'd still love to talk to you. Again, not wanting to bring this down, but some of the companies are doing pretty cool stuff. And so Watchmen, which I've discussed before, the graphic novel, Doomsday Clock did that. But then Watchmen, the TV show, it is going to be free on HBO this weekend. Now, I know this is kind of a little bit of marketing for them, but it's going to be free. You'll be able to watch the entire show this weekend. It's to celebrate Juneteenth, which it's a pretty big day. If you don't know about it, look it up. But this show is absolutely dynamic. I highly recommend it. It's a perfect mirror reflection of what's going on in our society right now. And so the fact that they did it ahead of time and were able to kind of foresee it is just phenomenal. But highly recommend it. Go watch it. It'll get you thinking. Give it 2-3 episodes until the nerdiness starts to kick in. And you're like, no, is this show just about, you know, police brutality, social injustice? Or is this actually about, nope, there's the comic book stuff. So it does happen. It just takes a little while to kick in. But still, a phenomenal show. Highly recommend it. That's it, guys. That's the nerd news of the week. We hadn't done one of these in a while. Absolutely happy that I was able to crank that out for you guys. Was able to get you about 31, 32 minutes worth of content. Again, guys, please go drop a 5-star on Apple Podcasts. It helps with our viewership and broadening. A couple things. We are working on our website. We should have that up for you guys sometime soon. So be on the lookout for that. nnpodcast.com. We also have a new logo. You guys have seen that. If you haven't, go check it out on our social media. We also have a new cover art. I'm excited for this. We've got big plans for the podcast, guys. We're going to do merchandise. We're going to sell comic books. We're going to sell collectibles. So all that, you know, all that stuff that makes you nostalgic, I'm super excited for. Oh, and one thing I failed to mention, we're going to be doing a big giveaway on our Instagram page. So if you're not following us, make sure that you do. We're knocking on 1,000 followers, and so I wanted to do a giveaway for you guys. So be on the lookout for that. I just wanted y'all to have a heads up here. We'll be giving away books, movies, and comic books. So super excited for that. Look out for the instructions. But thank you so much for joining me. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.